Yeah, delighted with Lisa. You know, when you come into a fourth round after there always a tricky games to win, you know, and I know y'all bring a lot of intensity after a great win against Killy, you know. So I was delighted with our lads. They work for us hard, and that's what we asked them to do. You know, we know we've got good hurling, good skill, you know, but our lads prepare very hard, you know, and they train very hard, you know, just like every other club team, you know. But we're delighted with the way they play today and the application they did to the game, you know.
Yeah, and that intensity you talk about y'all bringing, they brought that in the first few minutes because what's the lead? 4 points at one stage.
They did, yeah. But look at our crowd, are very experienced, you know, and we've been in a lot of those situations, and we just worked our way through it and worked a bit harder. And I think our forwards turned over a lot of ball. I thought Daniel Roach was immense, like he's tackling. We've been playing Daniel wing back there for a while, you know, and he might be going back again before the year's out, you know. But we just felt that we needed a bit more physicality up in the forward line, and he certainly gave us that today, you know.
And throughout that 60 minutes right to the end, the defence were tested at times. You all were never going to get back into the game as a contest, but your defence still worked very hard.
Yeah, delighted with it, you know. I thought Thomas Crowley, you know, was excellent, and we've started a new young fella there today, Paul Leopold. He was our minor captain last year, and he was fantastic today for a 19-year-old, you know, in his first game, and absolutely delighted for him, you know. It's always nice when you make your debut to have a winning debut, and we're delighted with him, you know.
Yeah, even though it's a few weeks now, you'll get to see your quarterfinal opponents, but then September 5th you're down for, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I thought it was September. I thought it was August the 29th, but it is. You don't know really where things will happen, where fixtures will go. So look, we're in a good situation where we're in the quarter final, and we can have a look at Ballyhay now and McKinley, and they'll bring a whole new set of obstacles for us to get over. You know, so look, we're delighted where we are now at the moment, and we'll enjoy tonight.
I know it was a very a dirty day for your last match and hard to kind of assess your performance, but are you pleased that there was an awful lot of progress in today's?
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, at the end of the day, look, that they're all in May and June, you know, and look, there's no when championship starts, and that's the way our system have, and we've a bit of experience as regards where we prepare the lads and stuff like that. But we were delighted with the lads play today, and look, I suppose there's nothing going to be won in June and July, you know. It's August, September, October is when you want to be going well, and look, we're going well, but we've a lot of things today. Look, I don't think we had any shot in the goalie really as such, so look, there are two areas we need to work on.
Yeah, it was brilliant. We know, I mean, we struggled for the first half. You all really were on top of us physically, like, and but like, it opened out a bit in the second half, and we got a couple of scores early, and we just kept tipping away then, so kind of worked for us in the end, really.
Another huge contribution from yourself today. You look like you're really enjoying your hurling.
Yeah, I mean, look, as I made the option to kind of step off the cork pile early in the year for the one reason, just to get plenty of games and go back and kind of put my 100% into the club, and like, I mean, that's what most fellas are doing, really, like, is training here in the winter months just to enjoy the hurling in the summer, like, and that's exactly what I'm doing now, and I love it. And it was great down here in Ahada, like, the pitch was unbelievable, as good as any Parky Cueve was over the years, like, and it was a good, great day down for us.
How much will this do for your confidence now going forward? Such a big win today, and over a side that were very tough in the first half, in fairness to them.
It'll do very good. I mean, like, we blooded a couple of young fellas now today, which we needed. I mean, Paul Leopold came on, who's a lot of people would know him around the place, underage growing up, and he was outstanding. Like, it was great to see himself now, and Luke coming on, two great young fellas, and that's what we need. We need a bit of freshness, because we've the same kind of a team for the last 6 or 7 years, and it's the young fellas that we need to come in and drive us on. And I mean, as regards conference wise today, it couldn't have been any better for us, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, things will step up a gear now. It's a quarter final you're preparing for, and you've a couple of weeks to do that too.
Yeah, we've 3 weeks now, I think, and I think it's Ballyhay and McKinley we're going to be playing. Two tough oppositions again. I mean Ballyhay beat us in the league a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, in McKinley have a couple of stars like Harnedy, Lawton, and a few of them on their side as well, so I suppose the couple of weeks we have is good for us really to prepare from, you know.
Not looking too far ahead, but with the first round loss and getting the extra game, do you feel like it's dirty?
I suppose a lot of people are kind of asking that question throughout the summer. Is it better to lose your first round and play a couple of games? But personally, I don't think it is. I mean, like, you're training, as I said, for the winter months to win your first round, not to lose it, you know. And you could easily be caught. It happens to plenty of teams. So, I mean, I can't really say it's a good or a bad thing, you know.
Yeah, well done, and best luck in the quarterfinals.
Thanks very much.
Shattered, to be honest. We started a great win, 4 points to no score up, and we well controlled the game. Gave away too many frees in the first half, and we just didn't turn up in the second half, and Salzo played us totally, and they were well worthy winners, and I wish him the best of luck.
And why do you think that was? Because you started very well,
we
as
did,
I said.
Yeah, we were just flat in the second half, and I don't know why. Our preparations have gone great, but we just didn't perform. Don't know. It's an impossible situation to answer, and we're extremely disappointed with our performance. But look, we're a pro club and we'll have other days, okay?
It did, and it changed, Ben. It didn't just remove a massive player for us, you know. I mean, Owen Cadigan is a massive player, and you could see he was already dominating the game at that stage. but you're removing just a huge personality and you're removing a huge leader. And when, you know, I said to you during the week, we were going with a lot of young lads, so you need all your leaders on the pitch. So you could see around the pitch, like, you know, there was 10 minutes there of kind of like, oh, what are we going to do now? And you know, we got to half time and we were still 2 up at half time, and we'd have signed for that, you know, before the game. But the way we got to 2 points up at half time would probably, you'd have to say you'd be disappointed, because we were 6 up, and you'd have to say, and I'm, you know, I'm being as kind of honest as I can be, we weren't showing any signs of taking the foot off at that stage. Like, we were driving and driving and driving, and I think we were causing them some problems. So yeah, I think you're right, it was a huge, huge decision, and it was a big turning point.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, we spoke during the week about the youth of your side going into the game, but first 15 minutes, it looked like just a really, really strong 15. I mean, as you said, you dominated for the first 15. You were completely in control of the game.
Yes, I mean, we in my head, I felt Nemo would want to put us away early. You know, there would be a respect between Nemo and Douglas, and I don't think Nemo would be taking us for granted, and I think they would have liked to kind of put us on the back foot early, and we were determined that that wasn't going to happen. Obviously nobody dreamed that you'd be 6-0 up, you know, but no, we did, we started early. You know what, I get a real good sense about this group, and I really do. Like, there's a lot of young lads coming through. There's a lot of very good veterans and, you know, senior players around the side. I mean, Cormac Dineen came in there in the second half, I thought, really steadied the ship really, really well for us. But, like, you know, as I said to you, I think, I don't know, I didn't look at the programme in the end, but I think we had 8 or 9 under-21s and we had one or two more starting. So you can just imagine how much that's going to bring them on. I'd like to think a lot.
And half time, there seemed to be a big brawl on the pitch. Do you know, have any insight into what happened?
This is ironic for me as a journalist to be saying this now. Like, but we were actually up there looking at our stats, making our changes, wondering what we were going to do at half time. I looked down, and to be honest with you, I just paid zero attention to it. You know, I don't know. I know one of our lads ended up in the dressing room with his nose, you know, in bad old shape. And other than that, I really have no idea. I genuinely have no idea what happened. I was 60 yards away, and I was really genuinely too busy thinking about the second half at that stage.
Yeah, and of course, that second half, I mean, there was a lot of Nemo pressure, obviously, as you would expect. You could have got a point near towards the end, but obviously not to be in the replay next.
Yeah, I think probably, you know, the one disappointment I would have with the last 10 minutes is that we actually had good possession coming down the field, and we turned the ball over unforced. Yeah. You know, and when you're in a situation as you're under the cosh and your defence is doing so well, you know, and you actually turn the ball over and you're breaking, then, you know, you want your guys, like, to make the right decisions and to pick passes. But you know what? Football is a very easy game standing on the sideline. I mean, in that melting pot of the last 5 or 6 minutes, there's crazy stuff going on around the pitch. Like, and, you know, as I said, that the biggest plus for me out of the last 10 minutes and probably the second half is that maybe before, this Douglas team would have lost by a point or two.
Yeah.
You know, this Douglas team didn't lose by a point or two. They kept the pressure on. I know people will say Paul Kerrigan missed an opportunity, but it wasn't like that he was actually on his own. Like, he had guys absolutely, you know, stuck like a blanket to him. Yeah. So, you know, all told, I think both sides, I think Nemo and Douglas, will be satisfied enough with a draw, and I think both sides will probably think, they'll probably feel, you know what, that'll bring us on a good bit.
Yeah. And into the replay then, obviously, with young players, like you said, you should be very confident now going into that.
Well, we certainly won't be any less confident than we were. You'd like to think, like, that experience is going to be a huge help to the younger lads. You know, I mean, it was a hotbed atmosphere. It got, you know, it got very tight there in the second half. And that's an experience, and that's something you can't buy. And we didn't have that in our team. And I would say probably Nemo, you know, have it obviously in their team. They've been there for years. So you'd like to think again that that would help our guys immensely for the replay.
We were delighted to get a draw. It didn't look like it after half an hour, 20 minutes. We came back a bit before half time, only 2 points in it, which is probably, we were lucky enough to be 2 points at half time. Second half then, they got the goal. Another 4 points ahead, so it was back to the wall all the way home. But I think we hung in there. We fought for the 60th minute, 61st minute.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of chances. But when by the end of the game, so that could have been, you know, whether we deserved it or not. But this goes to show there was nothing between the teams. They certainly started better. We crawled our way back into it. We had a good second half, in fairness. The goal gave them a bit of a cushion. I was making the point a while ago. We haven't played together And I didn't know how long. In the first round, yeah. That's 3 months ago. So were we caught the first 20 minutes? We certainly were. In fair play to them, they were at the pitch of the game. We weren't. That's basically it. But we didn't lower our heads. We hung in there and we got the score. So it was a thriller. Went right to the wire. So we're delighted to be still in it, to be honest with you.
I think we started well enough. I think we looked a bit nervy at the beginning. There was a lot of unforced errors by us, and we left a lot of scores out there. And like Beira were a lot more efficient from at the beginning with their scoring. But then things kind of got settled down a bit, and I think we took a bit of control, especially around the middle of the pitch. And I think we just started to dominate around certain areas, especially in our full back line were on top, and half back line got forward, but. The same thing there, we weren't as efficient in our own scoring as we'd like, and there's a lot of unforced errors, and so the kind of the pattern of the first half, I think, was kind of just a bit nervy from both teams. Without us, we left chances behind us, and they left chances behind them, and it made for kind of a low enough scoring first half. Against a division side like Bear, like any division side, you actually don't know what to expect from a team. Like you can do a certain amount of homework on a club team, but with a division side, it's very hard. I think there was a certain nervousness with our players there that they didn't know what to expect from Beira, and that might have added to the nerves. And like it was an okay day weather-wise, but the pitch was wet and it was just damp, and you could see that at the time the ball did look like a bar of soap for both sets of players. But I think he put down a lot of the poor shot selection from us and a few unforced errors down to maybe nerves.
And quarter-final next.
Quarterfinal next, yeah, it's just another step in the way. I mean, like we did not look past Bear today. Like just Bishopstown and Clyde are up next now in the quarterfinal, and I think like Bishopstown beat us at the start of this year, and Clyde beat us at the start of last year, and like we're under no illusions that either one of those teams are capable of putting up mass performance against us. So like, don't even ask me who I'd prefer. You know, either team is a very good team, and it's just next step that we want to take.
Generally, it kind of went along the lines that we had planned for it to go. You know, in fairness, we didn't obviously expect to win by that much. We knew it would be a big challenge, and especially the way the weather was on the night, we expected it to be closer than what it was. But look, our offers performed well. You know, going into the game, we didn't know what to expect. It was over 2 months since we had played, and it's like playing a first round again, so you don't know what kind of farm you're in. But, you know, we were delighted to come out the other end the way it happened.
And were you expecting a tougher challenge from the opposition on the day?
Obviously we were, you know, there'd be a lot of rivalry in history between Elgin Rovers and Ross over the years. But, you know, the way the game went on, if we were kind of that bit physically more powerful than Elgin Rovers were, and if it was a fine sunny night, it might have suited some of their younger players. But, you know, the way it panned out, the bit of maturity that we have at the moment kind of told.
Yeah, and using that maturity now going forward into the next round, you'll play either Newcestown or Duhallow. What are you expecting now from that? What's your next step?
Well, Newcestown or Duhallow are going to be a different kettle of fish again. Like it's a hard game to call. You know, it's on next weekend, and obviously we'll go and see it. But you know, to pick a winner from the two of those at this stage is a very difficult thing, because Newcestown are what they are. You know, they're a very, very physically powerful, well-drilled team, and you don't know what to expect from Duhallow. They're like any divisional team; they'll only get better round by round. So you know, we'll have to wait and see who we get.